project to. Oh, and here we go. Okay. The current time is 1930 UTC. And that means, of course, that it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals. Go, 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 goals. Dubious goals come through. Oh, that's right. Welcome to the Committer Aru. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And as you can tell by the wind noise, possibly traffic sounds, and the faint twittering of birds, I am outdoors again today. It's about 8 degrees. It's 8 degrees. It's very sunny, and I think it's warming up pretty quick. It's pretty clear. It's a very clear day. No clouds to get in the way of the sun, so here we are. And where is here? Well, I am strolling through Harrenhaven. I was going to go to the creek and check for owls. I drove by the creek. I didn't see any owls, but you don't really see them a lot when you're just driving by. They tend to be well hidden. And so then when I got out here, I realized it was kind of breezy. It's a little bit breezier on this side of the hill than it was on the other side. There's a big hill between here and the creek. We're in two different valleys. So now the wind picks up. We're kind of okay if we face this direction. Which way is the wind blowing? Yeah, it's coming. Well, it's sort of hard to tell in the forest, but it's coming from over there, I think. And so, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to walk by the sub pond here. And we're going to go out and take a look, see if we can find any muskrats or herons, see who's out here. We got photographers out today. So they are also anticipating finding some dudes today. You know, if nothing else, we can probably find ourselves some turtles. All right, I'm taking a pause by the sub pond here. Not seeing much of anything. There's a lot of wind ripples on the water. But I'm not seeing any dudes. So let's get on the boardwalk, walk into the reed zone, see if we can find ourselves some frogs. Some little frogs. Some little frogs who will get to be big frogs by the end of the summer. Hopefully some real monsters. Because if there's one thing I love, it's giant frogs. Actually, I like the giant version of anything. What was that sound? I heard something. All right, we're in the reeds. Where? Wind rustling. Big wind. I don't see. Turning around, running away. Don't want to be in the big wind. Alright, so maybe we won't go out on the boardwalk. I didn't see any dudes out there. And when I was driving in here, I was looking for turkeys. Because when I left a couple days ago, I did drive up Turkey Street and I did see turkeys. And there was geese on the golf course. Stopping by the sub pond here again. Water level seems a little bit low still. Gotta close the weir up a little bit. Raise the water level. Alright, so let's head out to the blind and I'll let you know what I've been doing the last 24 hours. Got some more folks walking through. It's a good day to be out here. It's bright and shiny. I'm kind of sinusy and that's fine. Alright. So yesterday, I basically sort of was doing a little bit of cleanup after the big disaster. Not even sure what's the problem is, but basically, some, you know, water slash sewage output pipe from my house into the city's sewer system. Apparently it's old, broken, and crushed, and messed up, and there's lots of tree roots growing through it, and this, that, plus the other thing. So they gotta tear all that out, replace it. It costs $10 million. It may be worth it if I get to operate the backhoe. Dude, let me drive that. For what I'm paying you, I want to drive that damn thing. Just for a minute. Oh, okay. I can see out the back of the billabong, and we got a mallard pair out there. We got some sleeping ducks out on the log. Let's go check out what they're doing. Sleepy ducks. Okay, so yesterday, I'm trying to keep a positive thing about this in my mind. Trying to think, no, it doesn't cost $10 billion. It's going to add $10 trillion of value to my house. Property values. It's going to up my property value because if we go to resell this, one of the selling points is, hey, look, it's got a whole brand new sewer thingy pipey magoop. So you'll never have to worry about that. Yep, there's just two mallards sleeping out there. That's about all that's happening. I want to see some scratties. Because I know the scratties are out. I saw a scratty on Goose Island. Have the scratties gotten this far? They're going to start spreading out looking for food, so they're going to be in the billabong soon. Just, apparently not right this second. Okay, so what else did I do yesterday? Oh, I did a little bit of synth tweaking. And I kind of have gotten to the point where I need to just stop and just set this up and do the damn show, because we could do most of it on the fly. That's the one thing that I've been bad about when it comes to doing this particular shtick. I keep thinking, oh, I have to do it all ahead of time and figure it out, and it can't change, it's got to be the same. And we're, no. Tobe, you're thinking wrong. Wait, is that a turtle out there? Is that a turtle on that log? Unknown. We have an unconfirmed turtle sighting. Doesn't count. Unconfirmed. So I've gotten to the point where the dangerous part of this patch is overdoing it. Doing too much, making it too complicated, people can't figure it out. And I've hit that spot already. Gotta not do that. Gotta pull back, hold off, and just wait to see what happens. Don't do it this way. I need to wait to see how people react to it so I can change it on the fly. On the fly, because I can. Why am I not doing this? I mean, why have I not planned for this at least? So now I'm planning for doing this on the fly. Alright, what is this broken piece of plastic? Okay. There was a shiny thing on the ground. And you know how much I'm intrigued by shiny things. Walking into a pretty stiff wind now. Trying to hold the microphone just right. Well, yeah, no. Ah! Okay, turning the gain way down. And now we're on the turtle reproduction log. I mean, the bridge over the turtle reproduction pond. I see no turtles doing anything. All right, and we got 400 millimeters of winds here. Another photographer out here looking for all the good shots. This is the time of year. Let me see if we can get into the blind, get behind some of this windbreak. Okay. I ate lunch yesterday. It wasn't very good. I just had rice. All right, into the big blind we go. Is it going to be windy in there? I think the wind is blowing right into the blind. Yep. Any turtles up? No damn turtles. Ah. Wind. There's no turtles out there. I'm just turning around and walking away so I can get back into some wind cover. Maybe we should have just have gone down to the creek, because the wind is blowing across the creek, isn't it? Maybe. Yeah, so anyway, what was I talking about? Wind. It makes perfect sense. Okay, well, here's these guys again. Wow, deja vu. It's gonna be horrible wind noise from here on out. Well, this is, might be a good respite. Okay, blah, blah, blah. What the hell was I talking about? Crappy lunch, did stuff. Mostly yesterday I sort of took it easy because my foot slash ankle slash leg. Yeah, this has changed. My foot thing has shot up my ankle and about halfway up my shin. And it's not too bad after I transitioned from horizontal to vertical. That FBI plane is still circling around. Can't see me under the canopy of this forest, though. And there's no canopy, kids. Everything is brown and gray. There's no damn leaf. I want leaf. My life revolves around leaf. Not enough leaf lately. Yeah, so I was working on synth stuff and came to the conclusion that I kind of need to do some of this on the fly. So I need to give myself a whole bunch of options so that I can pick and choose these options when it comes time to do it. And I got to put the damn Mad Monk on another VCA. Now we got a triply complicated Mad Monk. Nobody's ever going to figure this out. That's the problem here. If you make this too complicated, nobody's going to figure it out. People are not real bright. Oh, present company excluded, of course. And anybody who understands how to synth. Okay, wind zone, let's break. So I'm not worried about that, although sort of worried about that. Can go anywhere with this, and I need to remember that I don't need to do anything. This can be very minimal effort. People are still gonna freak out and have cows. Wait, what was that over there? Nothing. Is that just the wind blowing the reeds around, or was there something in there? You know, so it's one of those things. Don't plan, Tobe. Well, I never plan. I never plan anything. Oh, sure. Sometimes I plot. Sometimes I plot, but I never plan. Make it up as you go along. That's how it always comes out best anyway. So, then I was hanging around in my house for a while. Just going, glug, glug, what am I doing? I'm so bored, what am I going to do? And I was trying trying to figure out, do I want to watch Gundams? Do I want to watch Wuxia? Do I want to make some music? Wow, there's just more people flowing in. Wait, what the hell day is this? Oh, this is Saturday. No wonder there's so many freaking people walking in here. So here comes the couple with the gyro. Young family, we've got a guy taking a picture of the owl tree, even though there's no owls in it. And we got the mom dealing with the kid who's balancing on a log. And the kid is so outrageously cool. He's got high top Vans on. I'm very impressed. I wish I was that cool when I was five. What's this guy shooting? We all gotta take a break here. What's he after? Is there now? Just as a little, one of those little woodpecker. Dude, come on. So anyway. Oh, and then two geese fly over. So as everybody's waiting for the owls to come back, just like me. We got two photographers looking at the owl tree. The owls have returned to the Papio Valley, but they're all down in Tranquility. They will be moving into here in the next couple of days. So, what was I talking about? Owls. I'm always talking about owls. And marmots. Synths. So yesterday, I was brushing the cat, complaining about my ankle. And that's when I realized, oh my God, it's almost 8 o'clock, and today's Friday. And so, I decided to run up to Kaite. For no other reason than to tell Corey that I sent him that flyer. Because with a lot of these people, it's smarter to do business in person, because... Should we look for golf balls? We better check for golf balls. Yeah, talk to these people in person. And there's a lot of reasons for that, to be perfectly honest. You can make sure crap gets done, being the main reason. So, I went up to Kaite, and I got up there shortly after 8 o'clock. Walk in. It's just the bartender. Oh, two bartenders, actually. And Corey. Corey, the guy I got to talk to. The deaf chef. He's just sitting there, and he's like, oh, Tom, dude. No. And then he says something, and then I said something. I think I said the other thing, and then he was like, ah. And we were talking, and I said, oh, by the way, I've got the flyer. I sent it to your email address. And this is why you go talk to these people, because he says, which email address? And I said, the .me one. And he says, oh yeah, okay, cool, I'll check that out. And so, as I stroll through here, I see no golf balls. There's nobody on the golf course today. That's unusual. It's Saturday, right? There should be... It's a beautiful day. It's a good golfing day. It's a damn good golfing day. Right, I'm standing right next to the edge of the road. You know what we should do? We should drive up the street, see if we can find us some turkeys. So let's pretend to jump in the car here. Vroom, turn down the nature sounds. Vroom, vroom, oh, I'm driving my car, and now, oh, I've stopped it. Oh, do you think I'm not really in my car? You think this is fake? Turn on the radio. Yeah. There's no one like Tobe! Yeah, no one like me. Okay, so now I'm sitting here in my car. Roll down the window here. Sitting here in my car. At the weird place. This is where... I'm on the street. This is Manderson Street. This is the street that we can see from the blind in Herrenhaven. It's just... this is the street that sort of bridges the ravine. And on the other side of the street here, underneath this pine tree that's in these people's yard, because there's a house right here, this is residential neighborhood, there's two turkeys. It's turkey time. Yeah, I love turkeys. So we got two turkeys. One just sat down. One is sort of standing there. Do-do-do-do-do-do. I wonder if these are the same two turkeys I saw the other day. Could very well be. Yeah, this guy's just preening, and the one that's sitting down is just looking at me. Where's the rest of them? Where's the rest of the turkey party? There's probably some more around here somewhere. Wait, is there another one hiding out at the base of the tree? I can't really tell. Is he hiding back there? I don't know, so here comes somebody else driving by. Don't even notice that there's just turkeys just sitting there, just hanging out. Love turkeys so much. I'm going to continue to observe the turkeys while I continue the story of I went to Kaite, I talked to Corey, I said, dude, check your email. And so he decided to check it right then and there. It's the latest thing that he got. It was very convenient, and he really loved the flyer, and he pulled it up. He said, okay, this is cool. Na, na, na. And I said, okay, na, na, na. And then we were talking about other stuff, just being weird. hoping that there was a portal. We were looking for, like, the magic portal. The magic door that would take us straight to the sister bar that is the secret bar somewhere in Japan, probably in Tokyo, probably in, like, Shinjuku. That's probably in Chiba. I don't know. It could be anywhere. But, you know, somewhere there's an alley that has a little stairwell coming off of it that leads into a bar that seats about 10 people in Japan. We gotta find it. Anywho, so that was great. And then I thought, yeah, the thing that was weird that about last night is that Curry didn't have any of his gear set up. And I thought, this is weird. Is he just not set up yet? But no, then another guy came in, started setting up gear. And then after a while, they both started playing. And I hung out for a while. And then I went back home to eat some yummy herbal toast with cheese. Okay, the other turkey's sitting down. We have both turkeys sitting down, chilling out in the shade of... That's not a pine tree. That's a spruce tree. And definitely a spruce. I think it's a blue. I'm not entirely sure. But now, what happens if I try to start my car with all this on? Is it overly loud? I'm going to roll up the window partially to avoid wind noise, but to let car noise out. Let's drive up the street. Kind of loud. Turn the input down. Looking for other turkeys. Driving slowly up the turkey street. Because there's got to be some more dudes around here somewhere. Some more turkle-urkles. Looking for turkeys. And, well, speaking of tur, actually, we're looking for anything that starts with tur, because I have found turtles. I have found giant snapping turtles in some of these people's yards. You just drive by, there's a big old lump. Probably during egg-laying season. They like, when turtles want to lay eggs, they climb hills. And this is so that when the baby turtles hatch, they already know instinctively, meaning genetic memory. They just need to go downhill. Just start hauling ass downhill. Get into the water. All right, well, we've pretty much driven all the way through Turkey Street here, coming back onto Old Maple Road here. Not seeing any other turkeys. And what does this mean? Well, it means that they're all hiding down in the ravine. All right, so Shall we do an owl check? We'll just need to drive the car. Vroom, vroom, zoom. Zoom. Oh, I'm really driving my car. We've got to drive real fast. Ignore these red lights. And then come to a halt right here. Turn off the car. All right, we're at the creek. So I'm looking. I'm waiting for this car to go by. It's a Subaru. And we can get out. Okay. I'm looking around. Oh, wait. Don't do that, Tobe. I'm looking around. Gotta grab the thing. All right, we're good. Any owls? I'm looking up high. I don't see any owls up high. But they don't like to be up high. They like to be down low. They like to be at ground level. Or slightly above. Okay. Did I just hear something go squirrely squirrely through there? Looking at all the trees, looking at, you know, these owls that we see, they kind of tend to hang out in the same trees, or at least nearby, not immediately seeing anything, but more importantly, I'm not hearing anything. Because you know as well as I do, because I've told you 500 times, that the trick is to listen to the other birds. And now we're encountering wind. Oh, it's not quite crosswind. We need to get down in there to avoid some wind here. And there's a blue jay screaming at something. But blue jays, you know, they're just, what is that sound? There's a real weird sound coming from, are there ducks hiding just out of my line of sight? Let's charge up to the edge of the creek here. What is that sound? I hear something weird. Huh. Well, no ducks. Unless they squirtled over here. No. Are there any quackers down here? I thought I was hearing that sound that, I don't know, wood ducks kind of make that sound, like a week, a week, a week. Maybe I was just hearing a creaking tree. All right, I'm going to start heading up towards the owl tree. I don't think there's any owls because, listen very carefully. Do we hear any other birds complaining? No. There are no other birds complaining, which means the owls are probably not here. What is this? Is this a green or is this a yellow? I just found a golf ball. Oh, it's a yellow. It's a Kirkland. No wonder. This is the same cheap damn golf ball. This is blee. And it's crappy. And it always, these Kirklands always trick me because the color, it's a very greenish yellow. Pisses me off. I should light it on fire. All right, well, I'm not to the owl tree yet, but I can see it, and it's, from here it doesn't look habitated. And this is the end of the show. How did we run out of time? Why isn't this show an hour long? Why isn't it 90 minutes? Hell, why aren't we on TV? I don't know, but these are all subjects for future episodes of The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio.